Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Okay, we are now live.
Good evening.
This is Dean.
I'm Diana.
And this is D&D. Delivering
the truth
in New York State and beyond. So, Diana found something right before we signed in tonight that passed into law.
Passed last year during the legislative session, and she signed it today. I guess pet stores can no longer sell any animals.
Yeah.
Rabbits, cats, dogs, etc.
Yeah, I heard about that on the news. I guess the intent is to try to squash the puppy mills, but it's also going to kill the rescue operations.
Yeah, because that they put fosters, you know, in all of these pet stores in order to get adoptions. So there's going to be overflow, especially of cats, you know, and I wonder how that works with people that have, like, private centers. You know what I mean? Are they considered a store? Not just a foster, like, there's cats and pet supplies plus, but there's some, you know, local pet stores around here that are, like, in a mall, and they sell cats. So I wonder how that's going to affect them. I don't know the logistics of this whole bill, but bullshit. I call bullshit. People are going to get animals out of puppy mills if they want them. I worked rescue for years, and there's more puppy mills in the Amish than there are in a pet store in a mall, I could tell you that. So people will get their animals from pet and mills.
Well, I wonder, you know, what the legitimate breeders, you know, how they would be viewed under this bill. Because, you know, they're breeding purebreds or whatever, you know, for sale. You know, and yeah, it's not in a pet store, but, you know, if you're going to the breeder's house, is that a pet store? You know, I guess it could be.
Well, I think, again, it's going to be just like anything else. A lot of things done under the table in New York State. That's probably going to be one of them now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Pay to play.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, our guest tonight had to change until January. Somebody had a death in the family, and they're not able to be with us. So we'll look forward to the rescheduling of our Rita Palmer and John Gilmore.
Yeah, and our prayers go with them.
Yeah. So let's see. What's going on?
Let's see. The Smart City Surveillance Program to start in the Netherlands.
So yeah. Smart cities, yeah.
Yeah.
Where,
that's like with your smart.
Or if you're trying to be stupid, they won't let you out.
No, they will let you out because, remember, you've got bail reform here. You know, so if you're stupid, yeah, they want you on the streets harassing people.
Yeah, well, people like us, they won't let out, right?
Right.
People that stand up for the truth.
Yeah. So what the smart city is, you know, you've got, of course, your digital currency. And, you know, let's say for me, you know, I drive cars that have a big carbon footprint, and I'd be going, you know, with my everything linked credit card, digital currency, et cetera, and I'd go to get gas one day, and guess what? I've used my allocation of gasoline for the week or whatever, and they won't give me any gas, so I'm kind of stranded at the gas station. And that's, you know, the whole smart city concept is with digital currency. You know, one of the biggest dangers with the digital currency is they control all of your money. And if they so decide, they could have negative interest rates. You know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? Most people have never heard of negative interest rates. Negative interest rates is where they charge you a monthly interest rate to keep your money in the bank. Now, you know, the banks are using that money, investing it in stock market, investing it in whatever, and making money on your money. So all of a sudden, they're going to start charging you interest on your savings and checking accounts. So they're making even more money on your money.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got no say in it. So,
yeah, the self-checkouts at BJ's used to take cash. Same thing with the self-checkouts at Whole Foods. They no longer will take cash. At least the self-checkouts. So they're trying to move into this, and they're doing a good job. They got everybody used to using their debit cards and their credit cards. And
well, I'm wondering if the credit cards still charge the merchant a percentage, because you'd think that the merchant would want cash if the credit cards. You know, I think MasterCard used to be 2 or 3%, and American Express was 4 or 5%. That's why a lot of merchants won't take American Express, because, you know, the charge is so high with them. So, in other words, if someone, you know, buys $100 worth of stuff,
uh-huh,
and American Express charges them $5 just to put it on their card, just to take care of the transaction. That's another kind of negative interest rate by the merchants with the card companies.
Yeah, but it's not the merchants that are going to end up doing it. They're going to be forced to.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're going to be forced to.
Right.
You know, you see all these signs now, oh, there's a national coin shortage. Try to have exact change. You know, I feel like they're just pushing off. You know, more control here, if that's all.
Yeah.
So some major corporations that are using aborted tissue from babies and as flavor additives into their processed foods.
Yeah,
so some of these companies that are doing this, every time you purchase, like, mass-produced processed food, which you really shouldn't be eating anyway, in my opinion, but Kraft, Pepsi, Nestle, they are literally using genetically engineered poisons from aborted human babies as flavoring agents.
Yeah.
Campbell's soup. There's a whole bunch. I mean, there's so many things that Kraft owns. So you're little, you know, and it's, of course, still really cheap, like Kraft macaroni and cheese. You can still get for 99 cents, I think. You're getting exactly what you're paying for, people. Make your own.
Yep. Oh, man. That is gross.
Totally gross. Yeah. Gatorade, Tropicana. I'm trying to think of who else. Pepsi. I mean, Nestle owns Lay's potato chips. I mean, they own hundreds.
Yeah, Nestle's a huge, huge company.
Yeah. Oh, and then Trump today. Everybody was all waiting for his big announcement. You want to know what his big announcement was today? That he's selling 99 digital Trump trading cards. That was
right. That's right. I heard about that on the radio today. And I didn't kind of catch what it was. So,
I mean,
what, is he a big leaguer now?
No, I don't know. He's just trying to make more money, I guess, because he was selling those Trump coins for the longest time, too. But so that was what everybody was so excited about. They thought maybe, ooh, maybe he's going to, you know, announce something big.
Oh, and then...
Like Jesus, I'm sorry for Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
Just killing all of these people.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I have some inside information about the human pedophile ring or, you know, something like that. But instead it was a $99 digital Trump trading card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the kind that we used to trade when we were kids, football cards, baseball cards. But, yeah, the other big one was Bob Dylan's book. I guess you could buy it for $49, but then if you got it signed, if you got a signed version, it was $600. So you had something like, you know, 40,000-50,000 of these signed books, and they found out it was digitally signed.
Huh.
You know, they stamped his signature on there. So people were pretty furious, and the publisher is giving them their money back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess Bob Dylan has always had a reputation of not, you know, giving autographs and, you know, shying away from all that kind of stuff. So, that would make sense. He wouldn't want to sign his book.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, but then again this week, the vaccinated now make up a majority of the COVID-19 deaths.
So I guess
the vaccine doesn't work.
Well, or it did work.
Yeah.
Or it did work.
Right, right.
God. Yeah. Oh, one of the most ridiculous, insane comments, articles that I read, saw all week, were you have a higher chance of dying in a car accident if you do not have your COVID-19 shot.
Right, right.
It's like, are you serious right now? That type of propaganda, I mean, that's like spitting your coffee out propaganda.
Yeah, that came out of Canada, of course. So, and they said it wasn't a definite, so the insurance companies can't use it. But, you know, talk about, you know, infringing on your personal rights and HIPAA laws and things like that. You, your car insurance is based on your medical history. What about the people that are like one heartbeat away from a heart attack? Shouldn't their insurance be high too? Because they could have a heart attack while they're driving. Someone could come in front of them and scare the crap out of them and give them a heart attack. So their insurance should be high. You know, where will this end? Where will this, we're talking vaccine IDs. Is it going to be the savior of all this nonsense? Or can you just go and say, okay, yeah, I'm vaccinated, fine.
Yeah. I just cannot. That is just. So what are they going to do? Like when this whole digital ID things come into play, or by April you have to have, you know, the digital license here or the enhanced, whatever they're calling it.
Real ID, enhanced ID.
Real ID. So what is this going to now show your vaccination status so that when you don't have the jab, they're going to what, jack your rates up so much that you can't afford it? So you'll say, oh, okay. Yeah.
Or you'll just do like a lot of people do, just drive without insurance.
Yeah. And this is what they said. Yeah, I know. This is what they said in the article. They said, of course, skipping a COVID vaccine does not mean that someone will get into a car crash. Instead, the authors theorize that people who resist public health recommendations might also neglect basic road safety guidelines. Well, I have news for you. I've been driving for a long-ass time, and I don't neglect the basic road safety guidelines because I don't have a jab. That is just the stupidest freaking thing.
Well, you know, and look at it from another point of view. I've been driving for over 50 years. Yes, I'm old. And only 2 of those 50 years has the jab been available. So the rest of the time I was unjabbed along with everybody else my age. So how does that work?
I know. I just cannot. So Hochul came out, and she was on a news station outside of New York City. I'm not sure which one. But she came out, and she said that her rights as governor trumped the constitutional right to conceal carry. So in other words, she gets to override the Constitution because she is the governor of New York. What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What?
Well, because she says that the New York legislature and her represent the people of New York.
Yeah. Well
don't they don't.
Well, not just that, but I mean, when she signs on, doesn't she take an oath to uphold the Constitution? Isn't that part of her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yep. And protect it from enemies of the both domestic and foreign.
Yeah, well, not all the illegals then. I guess there really is no Constitution because they're letting all these illegals in here, so that kind of disqualifies that statement. I cannot.
Okay, so
what emails did we have this week?
Well, I found something that was I started laughing, so I kept it a meme. And our society is run by insane people for insane objectives.
Mm.
I think we're being run by maniacs for maniacal ends, and I think I'm liable to be put away as insane for expressing that. That's what insane's all about. That was John Lennon. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard any conspiracy theories that he was killed, you know, just like Michael Jackson was killed and a couple other people for what they knew?
I don't know that it was a conspiracy theory. I really did think they got rid of Michael Jackson because he knew about the pedophile ring.
Right,
people
right.
say that he was a pedophile. I disagree.
Yeah, that was, that was just a smokescreen to...
Yeah.
But what about with John Lennon? You know, was it some crazy that, you know, Mark David Chapman who killed him? Or was he set up kind of like...
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah. Well, supposedly they're supposed to be releasing a bunch of documents relating to Kennedy's assassination. Supposedly they're going to be going through like 14,000 different documents. But... trying to shed some light on, you know, what the government did before and after November 22nd.
Yeah, but then
1963.
Didn't they also kill Kennedy because he knew a bunch of stuff and he was going to reveal it or something like that?
Well, supposedly
New World
about
orders.
The central banks.
Yeah.
That's the hearsay, whatever.
Oh,
now,
really?
I guess we have a blizzard moving in.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah, and this one isn't even going to...
Lake effect, yeah.
Well, this one's going to even affect New York City, I guess. They're looking at having a blizzard going on there. Yay. But considering all the stuff that they have sprayed on us and who knows where all the chemtrails are doing to us, they genetically modify the weather. You know, most people that are listening to the show probably have some idea about that. We could do a whole show on that. In fact, I am trying to get a guest on that's very, very, very well-versed in geoengineering weather, and I'm hoping that I'd be able to get her on at some point in January. We'll see. But if one more person says, Trump is coming back, Trump is coming back, okay. Keep holding on to your Q stuff there. And I'll admit, you know, before the election, I was kind of into that too. You know, Trump this and Trump that. And then Operation Warp Speed happened. And I don't know.
You know, I was talking to somebody today about Trump. And I said, look, if Trump was my next door neighbor, I probably wouldn't be friends with him. But the guy was good for the country. You know, he brought manufacturing jobs back. Unemployment was down 2%. Inflation below 2%. You know, GDP was up. So, I mean, the guy was good for the country.
Or was it just a smokescreen?
You know, we were exporting oil instead of importing it. And I really, really, really have a problem with us spending billions of dollars a day to buy oil from people that hate us.
Yeah.
You know,
or send billions of dollars a day over to
people that hate us, yeah.
Or to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my cat is amusing me right now. She's like standing on top of her scratching post over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. But, so DeSantis is calling for an investigation into the COVID vaccines.
Yeah, I heard that today,
uh-huh.
too.
Yeah, so I guess he's on that. You know, I don't know. There's mixed things about him saying that he's part of the whole gig, but he does a lot of things that are really against the grain.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he won't say if he's running or not.
Yeah. I'm getting a chuckle out of my cat over here. She must know that I'm ignoring her because she's misbehaving. Yeah, God bless you.
Thanks.
Dean is sneezing over here. Don't worry, it's not COVID.
No, it's not.
So
I'm using my hand for a mask. It's better. It's less permeable.
Oh, my gosh. So I guess the schools in Philadelphia are bringing the masks back.
Yep.
So I heard.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, California. But I have friends that work at one of the big malls around here, and she says that it's like a 50-50 now. 50% of the people are back to wearing tampons on their face.
Yeah, or panty liners on their face.
It would probably be more effective.
No, you wear the tampon in your mouth and up your nose.
Yeah, and that might be more actually effective than a mask.
Right.
Because we all already know that.
I saw a picture, a meme.
If somebody doesn't know that they don't work, there was a girl I was talking to the other day, and she's a real nice, but she just has no common sense. And she said to me, she had a mask on. She's like, oh, well, you know, I was at work, and there were so many sick people there, and I'm going away, so I don't want to get sick before I go away. And I said, well, if they weren't, you know, she was all mad because supposedly they were sick and they weren't wearing a mask. And I said to her, I said, well, what are you worried about? I go, doesn't your mask not work? She's like, well, you know, I just had my booster, and I just want to be safe. I'm like, oh, my God, please stop. I mean, make it stop, really.
That's like I saw another picture of, you know, hundreds of people all wearing masks, right? It was a picture of them. And they said, these people line up for a vaccine that doesn't work, but they're wearing a mask that ... doesn't work, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
And you know, what people forget is more people died in 1918 Spanish flu from the crap inside the masks than they did from the actual flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, back then they didn't
and
have penicillin, antibiotics, so people were getting a lot of stuff.
Well, there's ways to treat things without penicillin and antibiotics, too. I mean, we're over antibiotics now, and that's
mm-hmm.
a fact.
Right. It's in everything. It's in all the meats. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think why these young girls develop so fast now, because there's so many hormones and stuff in the food.
Yeah.
You know, getting their periods at 8, 9 years old, that's not normal.
No, it's not.
So, anyway, I think we're going to go to commercial and then come back and talk about some stuff. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I sent you over in Telegram that will catch people up on.
Okay, sounds good.
So D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We'll be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
Thanks for stepping into umpire, Mr. Fletcher.
Well, I'm an English teacher, not a phys ed teacher, but I'll do my best.
You'll do fine. Just call the kids safe or out, and keep an eye on them right there. They've been trying to steal.
Who, him?
No, we use the kids' preferred pronouns. He's on second. I mean them.
There's only one kid there. Who's them?
They are.
He is?
No, they is. He's on second.
You mean her?
Don't call me her. I'm a him.
That's a he. The kid on third uses she.
He uses she?
No, she uses she.
And you want me to keep my eye on them?
Yes.
But especially him.
No, keep your eye on them. They've been trying to steal.
Who's they? Him, her, and him?
No, not him and her. Just them. Their pronoun is there. And they're right there.
I'm an English teacher. I get pronouns. That's him, her, and him.
No, that's them, him, and her.
Excuse me, but now I identify as him.
He's gender fluid. He used to be she, but now she's him.
Huh?
And I'd like to change my pronouns to Z, Zim, and Zer.
Now Z wants you to call Zer Zim.
What's a Zim?
Don't call Zim a what? Now Z is offended.
Look, I don't want to offend anybody. I'll call them by their names. Kids, what are your names?
I'm Addison.
I'm Addison.
Addison.
Their parents are millennials. They named them all Addison.
Well, why do I have to use preferred pronouns?
Because gender is a social construct, and I was born this way.
How can he be born that way if gender is a social construct?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't question their identity, or his, or Zer's. Just follow the rules and call them they.
Who makes these rules?
They do.
This they?
No, not that they. They.
Huh?
They will get you fired if you don't use the right pronoun. They will kick you off of Twitter if you question their beliefs. They cancel comedians and offend them. They get rid of professors with different points of view.
But who's they?
Nobody knows who they are. We just have to listen to them.
Hey, if you like that video...
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media. I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org. Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
We are back.
With our organic grapes.
Yep.
So I was listening to a podcast today that said that Aldi's is having food shortages.
Didn't you go to Aldi's today?
No.
Yesterday? No?
No.
Yeah, I haven't been in a couple of weeks, so I don't know. Here's one that a friend of mine sent me. Kate Hudson admits she's raising her daughter genderless. Now, why didn't she just say she's raising her baby genderless? How could her daughter be genderless? These actors and actresses, they're unbelievable.
Well, they're part of this whole stupid gig. People pay attention to Hollywood, and then, you know, they idol these people. So, Massachusetts, they did a recount for their midterm race, and they flipped from Republican to Democrat by just one vote.
Oh, wow. Isn't that an amazing thing?
Just one vote.
Yeah. Did they find a bunch of ballots in a garage or something, or somebody's trunk?
Only one.
Car?
Only one.
Yeah.
Huh. I got to go back on the jab for a second, though. I guess there was a video I watched. It was pretty horrifying about the sperm of vaxxed men, or the lack of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, they become like tuna in the ocean or something? They just all get trapped up in the net and die?
Just not many of them.
Hmm.
So, another coincidental side effect of population control.
Yeah, and doesn't that lead into the new incubators that they've got, to where they're going to have wombless kids?
Yeah, that was really weird.
Okay, that kind of reminded me.
On Telegram, and it was like a warehouse of, and they said they could do up to 400 or 500. Babies in a womb, like a fake womb, and raise them in there with your own DNA.
Right. So
yeah, I'd really be trusting that.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of, if you're old enough, the Woody Allen and Diane Keaton movie Sleeper, where they had the orgasmatron, and it was this like ball that you held on to, gave you an orgasm. And all procreation was done in the lab with, you know, the same kind of thing. So
maybe they were onto something.
Right.
That's pretty scary, actually.
And that was a hilarious movie.
I'm surprised The Simpsons didn't come out with that then.
Yeah.
Considering The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
So why don't you tell everybody about The Simpsons? Simpsons.
Well, I mean, if you ever watched The Simpsons, a lot of their Simpsons.
That's easy to say.
I know. I don't know why I can't get that out. You know, they say that The Simpsons talks about a lot about the New World Order and 9/11 and a whole bunch of things if you go back on episodes now. I mean, I used to watch The Simpsons, but it was way before, you know, I knew anything about any of this. So I don't know.
I was too old for The Simpsons.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that and Beavis and Butthead. No corn or no. My dad's favorite thing. I had to buy a remote control for him the 1 year that said all the sayings that Beavis and Butthead said. Do you know who Beavis and Butthead was or no?
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty funny, actually.
Oh, that was like I had a little cursing box. And say, like, eat shit, F you.
Mm-hmm.
With his little goofy voice, and it was hilarious. And then the batteries leaked into it and ruined it.
Well, it was maybe it was what Marty had. It was like a remote control.
Yeah, a little square thing. About this big.
Yeah.
Four buttons.
Yeah, it was pretty similar probably to what I got him.
And it cursed. It was hilarious.
That's what we need now.
Mm-hmm.
God. So, let's see. Oh, my gosh. What else is going? There's too much.
Here's another headline. The new regime is deliberately causing recessions. You think so?
For real. I like to watch the Children's Health Defense emails. And they came out with some really scary one. And this is another reason, ladies, to buy organic pads. You know, Nature Care puts out a good one, Seventh Generation. Even Whole Foods carries their own brand that doesn't have chlorine and all the crap in it. But they were saying that the toxic chemicals detected in 22 different brands of pads. So, I mean, if you're putting that stuff on your private all the time, what's that going to do to these girls long term?
Well, that's like putting it in your mouth. You know, it's the same type of membranes that absorb things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty scary.
And those of you that are old enough to remember might remember the toxic shock syndrome that women were getting from bad tampons.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just as bad. That's kind of disturbing, really. So spend a little extra money and don't buy the Always. Buy the Seventh Generation. I'll give them a plug. They put out decent products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and use those. So, but, same thing with, like, laundry detergent and stuff, you know, because you're putting that on your underwear and then you're putting it on your private. I mean, there's options out there for laundry detergents that don't have all the fragrance and the sulfates and everything in it. You know, and I really feel that that's why part of the reason why America is so sick. We have, I mean, the average woman puts on, like, 76 different chemicals if you don't use organic cosmetics and stuff. In the morning before they even leave the house.
And, you know, I know for a fact that there is some fabric softener, laundry detergent, something that that gives me asthma. I'll get in the elevator with people. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing to mask your body odor and stuff, but it's another thing to stink of chemical. And I know there's one, and someone told me the brand, and I'm not going to say it, that it's known to give breathing problems in people.
What is it, Old Spice?
No. It's not a... Women wear... It's a fabric softener.
Oh. Yeah, those are... Well, they're even high in mercury. You know, heavy metals. So.
And we're not talking big hair bands.
There's just, you know... Again, I talk about that zeolite. What is the website of that zeolite? Did you have that up there?
Hope's Health.
Yeah. I don't know if you have it up there or not, but I don't know if it's Hope Health or Hope's Health, but I buy a zeolite, and this stuff is amazing. Their greens are amazing, too, with their ingredients in there that they have in there. And the greens are probably a really good idea to stack up on because given these warnings of food shortages and stuff, it's probably a good idea.
It's Hope Health, HOPEHEALTH .thegoodinside.com.
Yeah, HopeHealth.thegoodinside.com. And they carry a zeolite on there.
It's called Pure Body Extra.
Yeah, and the zeolite helps pull out, you know, toxins and heavy metals and pollutants. And, you know, it does work. It's one of the only zeolites that crosses the blood-brain barrier, so... You know, it can remove aluminum and these kinds of things. Now, it can't remove mRNA, but it can remove some of the other crap that's in vaccines, too.
Yep.
Highly recommend that, and their greens are really good. They also have a detox super pack and a weight loss pack.
Now, one warning about the greens. If you get some of that on your shirt, it won't come out.
But it shouldn't deter you from buying it.
No, it shouldn't deter you from buying it. It's just
right.
Be careful when you're drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. What else we got?
What else we got? I mean,
there's got to be some more New York stuff. the more ridiculousness of New York. I mean, they're getting ready to go back to legislation in two and a half, three weeks, January 5th.
Yeah, so that's
a scary prospect.
Yep.
To think about what could happen there.
Well, and, you know, nationally, this lame duck Congress, they're trying to ram a bunch of stuff through, too. Gun control bills that, unfortunately, they've got some rhino Republican support on and things like that, you know, because come January, they'll no longer have the majority in the House. They'll have the minority.
Yeah, that's scary. And what they just did something the last day or so. I thought I might have sent that to you in Telegram.
Yeah, let me look here.
No, I'll probably find it faster than you. They passed something today. I don't remember where I...
What, gas?
Yeah. I'm sure they passed a lot of that. But, I mean, even the Florida's chief medical officer is, you know, he's coming out speaking about the vaccines and the dangers of them.
Florida Surgeon General. There you go. And that's along the same article.
Look, the chief medical officer.
The horrific reality of what we know about vaxxed sperm and vaxxed embryos.
Yeah, that was the one that I was talking about.
Not to look that one.
And he came out and he said, the Florida's chief medical officer said, they want to study the frequency of observation of myocarditis in the deceased within a few weeks after the vaccination. Sometimes it's not even a few weeks, but, I mean, there's another young athlete that mysteriously dropped dead.
Yeah, they're going. The U.S. Congress passes a bill protecting same-sex marriage.
That was one of them that they did this week, yeah. So now, you know, they passed that, and I guess it's up to the states now to decide what they want to do. We already know that New York has made that legal.
You know, I'm just wondering how all these states are passing laws that are contrary to the federal law, you know, like sanctuary cities and stuff like that. I mean, you know, according to the constitutions, the states can't, you know, the federal law is the law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And states and cities and counties can't pass laws that are contrary to the federal laws. But they're doing it somehow without retribution. If it were me in charge, I'd be like, okay, you know, because everybody lives off of federal funding, I'd say you're gonna go against federal law, no more money. And we'll see how long that lasts, about a week probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still. There's so many of them that are in cahoots together that, you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Oh, yeah, the one from last week, the American scientist who worked for the Wuhan lab claims COVID-19 was genetically engineered.
Right.
Whoa, you know.
Newsflash.
Yeah, right.
Newsflash.
How many people already knew that?
3 years later.
Yeah.
3 years later. Yeah, that's crazy. Scary crazy what's going on.
Oh, what about these after-school Satan clubs?
Well, in the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Virginia. Just in case you don't get enough in the curriculum in public school, and there, what's going on with the, you know, curriculum stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
getting rid of Christianity and organized religion was one of their goals. You know, how to take over America, from that document that I've got from 1958-59.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, taking over the educational system, getting rid of the families, getting rid of religion. You know, Karl Marx said that, not Groucho Marx, Karl Marx, said that religion is the opiate of the people because people can be starving, they can be in pain, and, you know, if they believe in God, they're like, okay, this is pretty bad, but, you know, I can make it through, or, you know, I'll die and go to heaven, so it's not that bad. And but you get rid of that hope, because that's what religion does, is it gives you hope. You get rid of that hope, and the people
are more... Religion doesn't give you hope. Religion gives you religion.
Yeah.
It's relationship that gives you hope.
You know, but, yeah, you get rid of all that, and then the people are easier to control.
Mm, perhaps. Yeah. That's scary stuff. I don't know. I mean, Christmas is next week. That's crazy. That's crazy that this year is over already.
Yeah, it went quick.
And it really wasn't a very good year for so many people. You know, it just wasn't a good. So hopefully 2023. Of course, we said that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, no doubt.
Yeah, because thanks to Hillary, the election season is going to start next month for the presidential election, 2 years away.
Mm.
Before her.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah. We'll see.
Then we got to listen to this stuff for 2 friggin' years.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And we'll see if Biden is going to run again.
Or somebody that resembles him.
Yeah.
I mean, how could he possibly run again?
I know.
But, again, this is, controlled. So nobody's running. It's who they want to win.
Yep.
In my opinion. I could be wrong.
And in my opinion, Biden is like weekend at Bernie's. They're just moving his mouth and filling things in with a computer-generated his voice.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. It's discouraging. But, I think what New York really needs to be gearing up for is this legislative session starting, because there are some pretty heavy-duty bills that are going to be up for grabs. And when we have John Salta on next week, Assemblyman out of Central New York, who's now running or working in Congressman's office, we'll talk all about that next week rather than getting into the details about that now. But we're talking about that because he knows the absolute ins and outs of
the New York State Assembly.
Yeah. And what's going to be down the pike here, because I run a Facebook page, used to be website, but now just a Facebook page and Facebook group called Free NYS. And I posted on there what people's biggest concerns are right now with New York and with the country, and, 50% of those comments were vaccine mandates. Vaccine mandates for the kids to go to school, vaccine mandates for work, and these type of things. So it's a genuine concern and legitimate concern, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Because what are they trying to do? Make our immune system just go to sleep so that we have no natural immunity to anything? So then they could release another engineered virus. Nobody's vaccinated. Nobody's got an immune system. And
well, people are vaccinated, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
The people that are vaccinated, as much as I hate to say it, we really don't know how long they have.
I know.
Especially if you guys, and if you haven't seen it yet, you 100% need to find and watch that movie, Died Suddenly.
Yeah, that is a great movie.
I don't know if it's great.
Well, it's very eye-opening.
Yeah,
let's put it that
very
way.
Eye-opening. You got to watch it because it very much went into detail with what Dr. Malone and Dr. Tenpenny and all of these doctors that spoke out about this vaccine early on in the beginning. That's pretty much coming true.
Yep. And the stuff that they're pulling out of people's bodies is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Blood clots that are 3 feet long. You think about a blood clot, the thing that, you scratch your arm, you get a little bit of a blood clot there. These are three-footers. Blood clots, they fall apart, but these somehow stay together until they pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were pulling out these white things. kind of looked like ligaments, but they were pulling them out of people's veins and arteries.
Yeah.
They were a couple feet long.
And they'll just tell you it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
No, it's not just a coincidence.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that there's something very wrong.
Yeah, and that's exactly the conclusion that these people had. And these people were all, you know, I guess in Europe they've got morticians and they've got embalmers, and embalming is a separate profession. But, you know, they had all these British embalmers that were speaking,
mm-hmm.
and morticians and stuff, and they're all talking about all this weird stuff that they're seeing from the jab people of all ages, not just old people that are jabbed, but just, you know, anybody that's died that's been jabbed, and they're finding all this stuff in their bodies. Just unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't know what the end result of this is going to be, but, I mean, now they're pushing flu shot on top of it. I mean, there's just so many toxins in a flu shot that I just wish people understood the immune system better.
Yeah, or, you know, Gaga understood the immune system. He gave it to us. It works pretty darn well most of the time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Here, an Australian cardiologist calls to halt mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, citing heart damage. Yeah, we knew that one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, young athletes, 18, 20, 22, 24 years old, all of a sudden getting sudden heart attacks and blood clots and thrombosis and things like that. You know, those are old people problems. Those aren't young people problems.
No, I know. And I feel like you can't really tell them, you know.
Yeah.
they just don't listen, just like the girl with the mask. You know, I mean, I said, if you've had your vaccines, why in the actual shit are you wearing a mask?
Because they tell me to.
Yeah, but, I mean, hello, McFly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just can't be too safe. Okay. Okay. So I guess people should start wearing 3 or 4 condoms, too, because you can't be too safe.
Right, or, you know, just use, like, a condom, a diaphragm, birth control pills, gel. You can't be too safe.
Of course, people that have had the jab won't have to worry about that.
Right.
They won't need it. They got their own sterilization there.
Right, exactly.
And I know we talk a lot about, you know, the shot, but, you know, it's a legitimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You know, people should be worried. If you've had it, you should be worried. I would be. I worry about the spike protein. Just, you know, going on. There's a lot of that. Scary.
Yeah, and they say with this spike protein and with the jab, the latest thing is finding that, you know, if somebody that's jabbed has close contact with somebody that's unjabbed, the unjabbed person gets the jab,
mm-hmm.
indirectly through touching, kissing, sexual activity, whatever. It's like, you know, the jabbed people are going around inoculating the unjabbed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one, Dr. Aaron Carity. America risks falling under the control of a biomedical security state.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Boy, we should write articles. I mean,
yeah.
Really. You know, one-liner. Seriously.
Yeah, here's another one that he wrote. COVID amnesty could lead America to medical tyranny.
Oh, God. There already is medical tyranny.
Yeah.
Everybody could lead to it. We're already in it.
Uh-huh. I know.
God, I swear. So, yeah, so I think it was Canada. They put in new restrictions on their holiday restrictions. Shouldn't have more than 10 people over at one time and a whole bunch of other stuff. Just like, you know, a few years ago how they tried restricting all of our holidays,
mm-hmm.
You know, to appease their stupidity. It's like,
right.
Please, so I really, really hope that people are not going to go back to this not going to see your family on holiday stuff because, now, of course, if your whole family is jabbed, I'd probably be worried about being around the spike protein, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, for real. But if you allow them to dictate yet again your holidays, there's this big issue there. Nope.
You know, unless you're a person of power, then you could have your holiday parties with hundreds of people over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like at the White House
and
stuff
like
that.
And not wear
a
mask like they never did.
And not wear a mask and just be partying like crazy.
Yeah.
And they're not jabbed either, I bet, because they know better. Or if they are jabbed, it's with saline solution.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about time for another break. K-29.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. I think we're signing off for the night anyway, for tonight, unless you got a whole bunch more.
No, I don't have a whole bunch more.
Yeah, I think we need to, pause and let people think about what we said, not just about the vaccine, but about what's going to happen with the legislative session. Go to the New York State Senate page, and you'll see. You can look up all the bills that are sitting there that have the potential of being passed. And, you know, my best advice is people really need to be ready for this. They really do. They need to be ready for it because I feel like it's going to be no holds barred. Come this legislative session. So, yeah, so I've actually been a little under the weather this week, which is not like me. So we've been pumping up on the colloidal silver and the vitamin D and vitamin A, and I think I've pretty much, for the most part,
and the zeolite.
The zeolite, yes. I think I've pretty much kicked it, but I was not feeling good, great for a couple of days. But, you know, some of it is the weather, though. It's so cold and damp. I am not a cold weather and damp weather person. I don't like it. I can't stand it. You know, and that's part of it for me. You know, I just feel like when there's no sun, it's like, bleh. You know, I want the sun.
It's what, bleh.
Yeah, I want the sun. But, you know, we're not all dying of COVID over here. And not that I would ever test. I never have and I never will. But, I mean, when we were sick, when we were kids, we got sick with colds and flus, and you rested and you took bone broth and you did the right things and you were all better. Now, I mean, they make it sound like if you get sick that it is the end of the world. Everybody's going to die, not just you, but the people around you. And it's just ridiculous. And the way that these kids are going to be raised like this, you know, thinking that, you know, they're diseased, it's just wrong on so many levels.
I don't know. That's kind of the way I was raised. My dad was always afraid of getting sick. And, you know, when you're a kid, you're always sick until your immune system's had everything. So we got quarantined. It was dad's quarantine camps, like Bobby Hagcox sued Hochul over. And we were quarantined to our room, and, you know, it was like you were in prison. Mom would bring you dinner.
Jeez.
You know, she didn't slide it under the door. She opened the door and handed it to you. But you were quarantined in your room until you got better because Dad didn't want to get sick.
Yeah, okay. My mother never did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were never quarantined. But I feel like we really didn't get sick a lot when we were young. So, not that I remember anyway. We just really didn't. So, yeah. All right, well, next week, exciting show with John.
Yeah.
And then the following, what do we have the following weeks?
The following week, we're trying to get Rob Ork.
Oh, okay. And then the week between Christmas and New Year's.
That's where we're trying to get Rob Ork. That is.
No.
Next week is the week before Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking there was an extra week in there. There isn't.
Yeah. No, there isn't.
Okay. So then, yeah.
And then the week between Christmas and New Year's, the 29th, we're trying to get Rob Ork.
Yeah. So if you have any ideas for a show or if you have an organization in New York State or anywhere else that is along the alley of what we're talking about here and fighting for here, you can check out our Facebook page and you'll see D&D Delivering the Truth. Get a hold of us through our email, that's on our Facebook page, and, you know, we'll consider having you on. We do have some openings for January, so, you know, we'll get you on the show. We usually fill up for the most part, but we're working on our January shows right now, and if you think that you want to be on and have something that's important to talk about, get a hold of us.
Yep.
We bring you on.
Right, right. Or at least call in.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. So definitely don't miss next week.
Yep.
And then you can catch us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, FreedomizerRadio.com, BlogTalkRadio.com, and then, of course, on our Facebook page, D&D Delivering the Truth in NYS and Beyond. Eventually, website. We're working on that.
Yep.
So, signing out for the night. Thanks for listening in. We appreciate everybody listening, our listeners. Our ratings are high, which we like to see. We want people to know what's going on. We want people to hear the truth. You know, we're moving along.
Yeah.
You know, a little at a time, day at a time. And we'll be back next week with John. I can't wait for that show. He's such a nice guy, too.
Yeah, he is.
He's just so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a pleasure to have him on next week. So don't miss it. And email us if you think you have a show idea.
Yep. Okay. Well, everybody, you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, in New York. And I'm going to tell you to stay safe, but not for COVID reasons, but for blizzard, apparent blizzard reasons. Oh,
right.
Blizzard reasons. So D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening in.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.